Welcome to the Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play podcast. Today's show is sponsored by Liberator Sex Pillows and Shape. Are you tired of sleeping in the wet spot? Is your sex deliciously messy? Introducing the Fascinator Waterproof Throw, your ticket to unforgettable moments. The beautiful waterproof throw has a moisture barrier that does not allow anything to seep through, as it is designed to protect your sheets. And for our fellow squirters out there, we've got a game changer. It's available in four sizes and beautiful enough to leave at the end of the bed. Visit Liberator.com to get your Fascinator throw and say goodbye to the mess, because cleanup is a breeze. Just toss it in the washing machine and voila. Visit Liberator.com and keep the party going. Now, let's start our show. Hello, sexies. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play, and I am Taylor Sparks, your host and sex goddess of the evening. We are here for the purposes of educating, entertaining, and informing you in all areas of sexuality, sexual health, kink, relationships, and the business of sex. I am also excited as I am for every guest that I have, but today, this handsome man, baby, let me tell you a little bit about him before I bring him on. Brian Duane is the artist behind BlackTouch.com. Back in May of 2019, Black Touch started out as a home for a couple of his erotic photo shoots. They featured imagery where the Black subjects are seen as whole people, as opposed to a fetishized and stereotypical version of themselves. The goal was to create Black erotica with a focus on sensuality and natural connection, something we know exists in the Black community, but sadly has little representation in the adult industry. For this reason, many of the participants in the shoots aren't models at all. Instead, they are fans of the work who want to join the movement. So in the last 4 years, Brian Duane produced and published over 140 scenes currently available at BlackTouch.com. Each scene is more bold and tantalizing than the one before it. The content has become known for its focus on high-quality storytelling, featuring people with a range of skin tones and body types that truly reflects our community's diversity. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Taylor. Thanks for having me, for sure.
As I was saying to you before we started, I am a fan. And yeah. I've recognized a few people on there, which was really made me more of a fan, because it's really good, juicy storytelling. But you are a photographer, videographer as a profession at heart. And then one day you were like, I'm going to have some people come over here or in the studio, and I'm going to tell them to get naked and have something that looks like sex, but is sex. And I'm going to take a video of it and I'm going to post it. And they said, okay.
It's a little bit more complex than that.
Okay.
Because my actual background is in IT. I was a network engineer for over 20 years. And during that period of time, towards the latter portion of my career, I got into photography. And I've been doing photography at this point, maybe 10 or 11 years or so. And in that span of time, I focused primarily on implied nude photography featuring Black women. Okay. So like my Instagram, the one that you're familiar with, that's not Black Touch. That was all the work that I essentially had done up until I did one shoot in 2019 that was still, the work that I was doing before that was sensual, but it wasn't focused on sex, right?
Okay.
So I did a polyandry shoot where it was one woman with multiple guys. And they were just posing.
My preferred love style.
my speaker died for so reason. Just a second, okay?
Sure.
I don't know if it died because it's unplugged. Voila. All right, we should be okay now. So a polyandry shoot that focused essentially on two men adoring this woman. And that's before Black Touch was a thing. And, I did a food shoot like our Naomi did, gave it out to the models, and they shared it, and then it started going viral. I started seeing it all over the place. And I said, you know what? I want to keep shooting this sort of work, but I needed a home for it. And so the second shoot that I did is when I decided to create Black Touch to be a separate space for sensual, more erotic work. And it started off as photo shoots and eventually evolved into video, which evolved into explicit XXX content.
Did I miss the XXX content? Oh, I need to go back on. Tell me what.
Yeah,
wait a minute. I missed the XXX. No, I didn't miss the XXX. You know, I didn't miss it. Oh, I got it. I'm just going to pretend that I did. No, I'm not even pretending. I got it. So, you know, there is a storyline. So who's writing the storylines? Is it something you're doing? Is it a collaboration between you and the actors, you know, actresses, models, if you will? How does that come about?
Just me. I wake up and have an idea, or I know who I'm going to be working with. And I know who I'm working with, what they're open to doing, when they want to shoot, the location. I have all these things sort of in mind. And then I just, my partner and I, we sit and imagine a concept around it. And sometimes it's based off of the talent's own fantasy and what they're interested in doing, and maybe even a little bit about their truth, you know? That way they don't have to act, you know? The idea is that we want it to feel grounded and realistic before we get to the actual intimacy. So that there's genuine context around it, instead of sort of like cut the camera on and then, you know, flashing lights and bow chicka wow wow, you know.
Not the bow chicka wow wow.
But you know, it's like a lot of the content doesn't really have either. It's not. There is no context, or the context isn't grounded, so it feels like, you know, a guy shows up at the door with pizza, or the plumber did the work and you don't have the money, and all these.
Not the bad black porn.
Yeah. you know, that stuff was never really appealing to me. And even before I got into this project, I had a desire to tell stories. So this is sort of a best of both worlds, right? I'm able to work with people who want to tell stories and who want to be featured in a higher quality production. And we just come together and make it happen. But for the most part, the stories are written, and I come up with them for the most part.
So where do you find the talent? Starting at the beginning back in 2019, when you said to some of the models, I want to make this, you know, more sensual than just stills. I want to go into video. Mm-hmm. You know, they were just like, okay.
I'd already been shooting, right? So I'd already worked with women who are comfortable with themselves and comfortable being on camera. And a lot of the people I shot doing the photography didn't really transition into this work. But that first set of people that I shot with they understood that I was always focused on the artwork. And so when I said I wanted to capture, let's say, a woman masturbating, I had a clear vision in expressing that. It wasn't, we'll come over and we'll figure it out. It's no, I'm going to shoot it from this angle. I gave them examples of images, that videos that I respected online.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a lot of that content didn't feature Black people, which was kind of the hook, right? Mm-hmm. If I can pull this off, and it was based off of this, if I can pull this off and you love the output of the session, and you were comfortable with it, I'll publish it. If not, then I won't. And they knew that I was a person of my word. And to be honest, what Black Touch is now, it didn't start off like that. It was a personal project. It was me and people who trusted me.
And
we came together to create a thing. And so now it's easier to find people to work with, because there's a whole catalog of content there, and the quality has steadily grown over the last 4 years.
You're saying it's harder to find people to work with now?
It's not hard at all, in fact.
Oh, it's not hard. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, people submit almost on a daily basis.
Wow. And how does that feel, though? I mean, did you envision it going this way, or, you know, now that it is there, I mean, how does that feel for you
It feels great that people recognize that this is what the work is really about, versus, yes, there's sex, there's actual intercourse going on, but that this is about our people and about creating stuff that we can't find anywhere else. I didn't envision you know, being reaching this point and being this at this level of production and creating on a consistent basis and having audiences being talked about. I didn't envision that. I was always and still am very much focused on creating the thing that I wanted to see first.
Yes.
And
Yes.
let that be the driver behind the work. Because I mean, anything, even if you're shooting sex, if you're shooting the most tantalizing thing in the world, it gets monotonous, right? Like there's only so many
Sure.
conditions, there's only so many
I
things
know.
captured. But the thing that doesn't get monotonous for me is the ability to try and do it in a way that's interesting to me. To create characters with a backstory and a reason behind what they're doing. That's
Yes.
not as fun. And I'm great at sort of communicating that to the talent that I'm working with, and they get excited and we get together and make it.
That is so wonderful. The talent that you're using before and even now, are they all amateurs? Are you working with any, professionals in the adult entertainment industry? That have they reached out to you, or have you reached out to them and have found a mutual way to collaborate?
Yeah, so I've worked with people who all have been doing this for over a decade. Like this weekend, I shot with somebody before I even started shooting porn. Like I used to watch porn with him in it, you know? Like we used to watch
Okay.
this guy do this thing. I shot with him. I shot two, this is Monday. I shot with him on Friday and Saturday of this weekend. And
you can't say who.
Yeah, so if you guys are familiar with Rob Piper, yeah, he came in from out of town to work with.
No, damn it.
No.
I got into the swinger community years ago in the lifestyle. I'm also poly, whole that whole yada yada. But ever since then, I stopped watching porn because I go to the swinger events and there's live porn. So I'm like,
yeah, like right there. And I've stopped.
Bob and Sue.
Yeah, but I'm sort of like you in that well before I started making this content, I stopped looking at porn, primarily for the reasons why I created it. I didn't feel 100% comfortable with the way that Black people are depicted. And
Yes.
like, and so even the content that I saw him in, I wouldn't watch that today. It's not something that resonates with me.
Right, right.
So I sort of like grew out of that. And when I started to create the stuff, I decided I wanted to establish my own set of values that all of this work will be based on. And first and foremost is pleasure. So I don't try
Yes.
to, I don't tell people they got to moan, and I'm telling them what position to be in, how long
Right.
to be in. It's me and my partner scrambling to make sure that we capture that moment as well as possible, you know, using lighting and cinematography principles and things like that, so that even if you're not a professional, like the guy that I work with, because I do work with people who range from content creators who just got started, people who don't make content, who just want to be a part of the project. Even if they're not professionals, they can feel like that moment, the actual intimate moment, belongs to them. It's not me directing. It's not me controlling.
So, go ahead. No, no, go ahead.
And for that reason, the work feels, I mean, this is the work, this is the response I get from the audience. The work feels organic. It feels natural.
Yes.
Take their time and pleasure builds. And, you know, if it's a 40-minute session, great. If it's 15, great. You know, it's about the people in the scene, not
yes.
my agenda.
Yes. Do the talent know each other ahead of time? Some yes, some no, or some are just meeting at the time of the filming, or
it ranges. So,
okay.
You know, if they're a content creator and they're doing this for a while, they're kind of used to, they're aware of each other as opposed
Sure.
to having worked together at some point.
Yes.
And yeah, generally, I like working with couples who make content together, because I'm just a new camera guy for them to sort of like stop worrying about that stuff and allow them to genuinely focus on each other. So it does range from people who don't know each other to actual couples.
Have you, I don't remember seeing them on your previous scene, but have you worked with King Noir, Jet Setting Jasmine? Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. I've worked with Jet Setting Jasmine back in 2021. I drove
Okay, okay.
out to Florida. And
Yeah, yeah.
this was a sort of her like comeback, because after COVID kicked off,
Right.
Especially she stepped back, and I think the first thing she did in her return was with me. But
Nice.
it was a solo scene, and I haven't worked with King Noir yet. Matter of fact.
Because they're a great, obviously adult, I'm not obviously, but for those who don't know, they're adult entertainers, but they're also a couple.
Right.
So yeah, so they have an interesting dynamic on scene. They're like sisters and brother, like a sister and brother to me, so I can't watch their scenes. I'm like, I
No,
can't
but
watch.
there. I mean, and in regards to Black-owned, erotic production companies, they're one of the ones that I look up to because they've been around for quite a while. And I'm just not in front of the camera. I'm worrying about all the story and all these other things. They have to do what I do plus they're performing, which is a lot.
It's a lot.
If I were also in front of the camera and I had to worry about all the things on that side of things, it would be real challenging. But I do respect them deeply for their work
Yeah, they do great work. Yeah, like I said, I take a peek and I'm like, I can't watch this.
that
I
they
feel like
do.
I just
Yeah, I feel that way too. Like I recently started taking a look at, the free tube sites. And normally, like years ago when I was looking at the stuff, I would just be able to look at whatever. And now there are people I know, like people I actually worked with on these sites, and it just changes the dynamic. These aren't
it
that's not this
changes it.
girl. Yeah, I know her.
And so which okay, so this thought actually is leading into our our podcast sponsor, Union Condoms. But I want to ask you, on your scenes where there is intercourse, if you have couples who are already coupled, of course I'm assuming they're using condoms, and then for those who are not, is there a requirement by you, the production company, or by the individuals themselves as to what they, or is it left up to them?
So I don't. So the well in advance of us shooting, we essentially assist the people in exchanging test results to make sure, and then as at the same time on the day of, we make sure that they exchange test results. But in regards to using protection, that's always an option. Again, I want people to be, intimacy is built on top of, familiarity and comfort and stuff like that. And so you can't really go all the way there if at the back of your mind you're worried about, transmitting or receiving something, right?
For
So
sure.
the I do not make it a requirement of anyone to go without protection in the scene. If that is what they're interested in open and doing, I'm 100% okay with it. And that can mean
Okay.
as well.
Well, I don't know if you've heard of Union condoms. These are vegan. They are vegan condoms. So if you are ready, my sexy podcast listeners, you ready to elevate your intimate moments? I do want to introduce you to Union Vegan Condoms, and they are game changers in the world of pleasure and protection. Yes, they're vegan. No, they're not a lettuce wrap. You cannot eat them. Okay. So experience the ultimate connection with our precision fit condoms, meticulously designed to let you feel it all. Say goodbye to animal byproducts and unpleasant odors, because at Union, they keep it clean and simple with their formulas. Union condoms are more than just for protection. They are your ticket to safe and comfortable intimacy for all of your body parts. So why wait? And I can personally tell you they are my favorite. Elevate your pleasure with Union condoms today and visit them at unioncondoms.com and redefine your intimacy game. That's unioncondoms.com, because love should be clean, simple, and sensational. So try Union condoms and rediscover the joy of connection. And of course, always practice safe and consensual intimacy. And that's a word from our sponsor.
Awesome.
So, with regards to the business of sex, and launching this project, if you will, what would you say like the investment was to launch it? And I'm not asking for actual numbers, not unless you want to tell us, but with regards to deciding to go from photography as a business and with a little bit of sensuality, and now to go into XXX literal porn, you
Right.
know, where does your business mind go? And, you know, because you have social media restrictions,
Right.
you have, you know, things and licenses, and you have, because your site is a membership site, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
So now you have merchant accounts to deal with because you're not just photography. Tell us how that journey has been on the business side.
It's interesting because the investment was more time than anything else. Like I mentioned earlier, I have a background in IT. I'm more than doing content creation. I'm like a super duper big nerd.
No.
I'm in my mid 40s at the moment, and
just a baby.
Yeah, Google, whatever. So yeah, I'm in my mid 40s, but in my whole all of my 20s and 30s, I spent a ton of time studying IT content and learning about programming, web development, design, but just out of interest, right? The work that I did, that wasn't really my vocation. It was just something I enjoyed doing. And over that span of time, I learned so much that there is a well of knowledge about how to do things. Like if I needed to spin up a website, I could do that in like 15 minutes.
Right.
If I wanted to design a website, I knew exactly how to do it. So majority of the investment had been well in advance of launching this project. It was more about I didn't have a thing to focus it on. Financially, because I could do all these things, I could write the code, I could create the connection to the credit card processor, I could, I understood mailing lists and how to sort of like work that because I just, out of interest, years before, studied it. I kind of got away with a lot in terms of not having to spend money to do these things. So the majority of the money spent would be on probably booking locations, like catering food for things. When it's negotiated with the talent, there, you know, that's a part of it. But the business portion of this sort of works like the content that we come together to create, because a lot of the people I work with are already content creators. So they have a platform. So we basically come together to create this content. I have the idea, the vision, skill set, the equipment. And we generate this asset, and I have one home for all my content. I don't put it on cheap sites. Can't, you know, if you see it elsewhere, it's either it's published by the person that's in the scene or someone stole it. Because I don't publish my content anywhere else. So that is the sort of mechanism. As a visitor to the site, you come, there's a portion of it you can see, kind of like a real kind of glimpse at it. And if you want to see more, you subscribe to the mailing list. And that allows you to see a ton of teasers and sort of like really see what the content's like. Once you are at that point, I'm publishing pretty frequently, and I just send it out to let people know, hey, come back and check out the new scene.
That's the
entire off social media marketing mechanism.
Okay.
It's just a mailing list that calls people back to the site. And, you know, each time you come, you might see something interesting, and then you might subscribe, and then you'll cancel, and you might subscribe. And like, it's just I don't feel this sort of pressure to constantly be growing, but more serving the audience that gets what I'm doing. And then in terms of marketing on social media, just built a network of people that love the work and love to share it. And that's the nature of it.
Is this something you do full time now? Or are you still working in IT? Is this your main source of income, blacktouch.com, currently?
I quit my job in 2021, May of 2021, which was, so when I said that I started the project, it was in 2019 that I started it. And I was basically funding everything and just sort of learning the ins and outs of marketing and growing the audience. And at some point, it wasn't monetized. So all the stuff in the beginning for the first year and a half was free. And then I switched over to being monetized when I actually started publishing explicit amount of content. And so once I did that switch over, it took about a year or so because I have such low overhead and low expenses personally for me to essentially make the jump. It was scary, but I made the jump.
Any regrets?
No, I mean, the only regret is not doing it earlier. Because
Right?
part of it was like, I have a fear that I wouldn't be able to follow through and continue and like and do this on in a long-term basis. And there's the belief that you're working for someone else, they have everything sorted out. Oh, I'll be
Exactly.
okay. And people get laid off all the time. There have been massive layoffs in IT,
Oh, yes.
here too. So
My brother's in IT. He's been in the last few years, I think he's on his third or fourth job. He's an
yeah.
IT director. Yeah.
You would think, and at some point you think you're very stable, but really there are factors that are out of our control, right? So the majority of the layoffs happened because interest rates, money stopped being so freely available, the
Yes.
businesses stopped being able to pretend they were profitable or work even though they were not profitable. So now everyone's tightening their bootstraps, and part of that is staff. And so a lot of IT people got laid off and essentially jumped ship well before that. And
Yes.
now I'm in my own boat, but it's
It's nice to be in your own boat,
definitely
isn't
your own
it?
boat. You get to say when you can stop rowing, right? You get to say when you wake up and decide, okay, let's go in that direction.
Yes.
But it does take a certain level of discipline and focus to be consistent.
Yeah, because when you're on your in your own boat, you get to go, you know, that island over there looks lovely. Let's go
Really
there for
nice.
a few months. And
Yeah.
I've been in my own boat for many years now. Actually, today's the 10th, right? Today's the 10th. So in 3 days, I celebrate my 10-year anniversary for my company, Organic Lovin'.
Congratulations.
Ah, thank you, thank you. It's like, what? I can't even believe it's been 10 years. And I've done things before that, so I
Yeah,
think I'm unemployable.
at this point I'm probably unemployable now, but I did it for 20 years, and I feel like I was sort of preparing myself, right? Like knowing, like learning all the things that I had to learn to get to this point. It took a while. To believe in myself enough to say that I can be consistent, and I found what the key for myself is that I'm really passionate about creating this stuff, that if nobody watched it, I would still be doing it.
Yes,
So all the
yes.
trials, all the challenges that pop up, it really is a small part of a bigger thing that I derive pleasure from.
That's wonderful to hear. And so, friends and family, you mentioned you were partnered. Do you have children?
Yeah, two kids, 19 and 25.
So old enough to know what dad does.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and not care.
And not care. I know people are so, it's interesting. My company sells, sex toys and intimate body products and the like. And I also sell Liberator sex pillows and shapes, which is also one of my podcast sponsors. And I have had people say to me, "Oh, we love that wedge wrap combo. It's really big, but we don't have a place to hide it." I'm like, "Who are you hiding it from?" They were like, "Well, like our kids." I'm like, "Oh, how old are the kids?" And they're like, 19 and 20. I'm like, first of all, those are adults. Second of all, if they're still in your home, tell them to mind their damn business.
It's
Third of
exactly.
all, they don't pay any rent or mortgage. So why are you even respond? You can just walk away and go and just walk away from your children
If
and don't
you
answer
don't
them.
like it, please find your own.
Well, my mom might come by. She's had sex before since you exist, right? I'm just like,
It's interesting. I mean, on the flip side, there's like I'm a pretty vanilla guy, so there isn't really the office that I work out of is like right next to my son's room, and like you saw with the headphones earlier, I listen or edit the audio on the headphones, so he's not like exposed to any of this. He doesn't even ask to. He doesn't. The most he says is, "How was the shoot that?" And I go, "This one
but
was."
he's been to the site. He knows it exists.
I did not send him there, but there's a good
Well,
chance.
you don't have to say he's got technology in his hand. If he knows what you do, he took a peek and he's like, oh, okay, all
Oh,
right.
okay, that's what it is. Okay.
You
So,
know what I mean?
yeah, and then my daughter very much knows, but again, it's like you can make something everything, or it could be nothing, right? We don't
Yes.
We go out, we eat, we talk about how he's doing at school. I talk about life philosophy, all the things that I would talk about if I was not doing this work.
If you were still just in IT, right.
Yeah.
And so
he never cared about what I did in IT.
He still doesn't really care what you do. Trust me, I understand. I understand. And so as the business grew, as you left technology, you know, the other family members, you know, the uncles, the aunties, the cousins, as they eventually found out what you do, did you know, Thanksgiving, did you get any like, so what's up with that? And why would you leave a good job like IT to go out there and make that damn porn, son? You know what?
Yeah, not really. There's a group of people in my family I'm close with that know. But everyone that I'm not close with, I'm not close with. So the only way to know is if like people were talking about me, and if they are, I don't know. And I, you know, like if you think about it, if you really think about it, you could be concerned what everybody thinks, but you can also choose whose opinion matters. And
yes.
I made that decision before I started making this content, whose opinion I cared about, and I trusted them directly. And everybody else is based. You might as well be a stranger. I don't worry about your opinion about what I do if
exactly
you have a day-to-day relationship.
Exactly. Have you ever had any amateur couples, talent singles, who you've come to this agreement, they get to the shoot, and then they have found themselves to be extremely nervous about it? Maybe this is their first time, you know, maybe they might have done something, you know, with the boyfriend or the girlfriend, but now they're like, shit, this is like going to be out there. And, you know, what have you said to them, you know, on set to kind of put their mind at ease about what they're about to create?
Well, everyone gets to see the content before it's published. And even though I invest time, energy, and money into a scene, every scene, I do not publish things that people are uncomfortable with.
Okay.
So there is a gap between when they see it and when it's published. And if there's an issue, which there hasn't been ever, if there's an issue with what I create or what ends up coming out of the footage, then they can express that. And if it's something I can address, I'll address it.
Okay.
But if it comes down to a point where, you know, their lives have changed so much and they're not interested in, you know, they're concerned, and that's I always say this, that my goal is always to, you know, the first thing is that there was consent in creating this, and they can retract. I'm not a
for sure
publishing company. It's just me and my partner. And if, you know, I have 1,000 scenes in me, right? This particular one is not going to make or break me, but I prefer that you be comfortable if it is on up for public consumption. I can't control what happens off my website, but definitely they understand that there's first this relationship and then there's the content.
Yes, I had a young lady I interviewed years ago, maybe 5 years ago. She was early 20s at the time. She had a book published about, you know, being nude and being a nudist and loving her body. And she was having some play parties and the such. And she's changed in 5 years. You know, now she's like early 30s and she's doing more corporate work. And she's had opportunities to get grant money, and her current mentor was like, you need to get rid of all of that content.
Yeah.
And she reached out to me to even take down the recording, which was just audio. And so I did. I took it down. It was no problem, of course. But I said to her, you know, it's difficult to, you did nothing wrong.
Right.
And hers wasn't even porn. I mean, you know, it wasn't even adult entertainment. It was just, she had a few nude shots and she had a book. I said, you were talking about, you know, sexuality as an adult woman and expressing it. You weren't even talking about pornography or adult entertainment. You were just talking about loving one's body. And I said, you can't be, you know, I suggested to her, I should say, that she shouldn't be shamed into that.
I've had it where I shot with someone and maybe a year afterwards, she got pregnant, and on her the baby's father knew about what she had created. And really, she didn't actually have intercourse on in the video, but
Right.
he used it to shame her, and she called me and asked me potentially to take it down, which I did. But my mindset is this, that people are going through their own journeys, and we're sort of
For
like,
sure.
at some point we come and we converge, we created this thing.
For sure.
My journey continues on, and whatever happens with you, I'm going to respect the,
Exactly.
I'm going to respect you the same way as I did when I created it with you. If there's a conflict or something, we'll try to discuss it. And if there's some way that we can get around taking it down the content, fine. But if not, then I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'll be 1,000% okay.
A 1,000% okay. I felt the same way about her. But yeah, she was, you know, feeling a lot of shame. And, you know, I said what I said to her, and she, you know, she thanked me for that. But I'm like, there's no shame in what you did, you know, as an adult woman. But, you know, she took it down because
she was so proud of the work too.
And she had a great book. I mean, she had an amazing book that came out. It was almost like a coffee table book with these great pictures. And I'm like, she put a lot of her heart and soul in that. But, you know, this is America, and it is what it is and stuff like that. So how do you feel about, because, you know, in the bio, you talked about the fetishization. That's a word that always makes me tongue-tied, to be fetishized.
Yeah.
I do know that we are one of the only races here in America, if you will, one of the only races still here in this country that still has sexual stereotypes that was put upon us during slavery that still exist to this day. And was this also, you know, part of your driving force to show us in this light? Because, and King talks about this a lot, him and Jasmine both, about making, you know, authentic Black porn that doesn't have a character where you are fetishized.
Yeah.
How deeply do you feel about that?
Very. About as deep as I can. And you know, before I got into making the content, like a while before, I've been with a partner who kind of like pointed a lot of things out to me, and you know, it wasn't instant that I was like, one day I was like, hell no, I won't ever watch that stuff again. But it was more like a realization of what am I really consuming. And the truth is, you know, there's a ton of this type of content out there, you know, because the adult industry is less regulated, and like, people can do the most outrageous things inside of it, and because there's this money behind it, there no one gets canceled, or you know, there's these you'll get canceled quicker for like pouring water on a puppy, you know.
Oh yeah.
Before anything that you do that's racist, and it makes you think, right? If this industry is less regulated, less sort of PC, then the people's worst urges are going to be able to flourish there. And so the stuff that I'm talking about and stuff that I think about is important to me, because when we are watching erotic content and we're, let's say, masturbating, we're in a very vulnerable and open state.
Mm-hmm.
And if the content you're consuming depicts someone that looks like you and, you know, dehumanizes them or treats them in a particular manner that does not feel good, you are stimulating yourself to that image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's detrimental as far as I'm concerned. The goal is always for me to create something that's pleasurable, that is grounded, that you can feel connected to, where you can see a woman that looks like you in your age, with your hairstyle, with your skin tone, and say, wow, she's enjoying that moment, and she really wants to be there, and she's being bored. And so that when you are experiencing pleasure watching and consuming this content, it feels, you feel okay afterwards. You feel even better than you might otherwise. Why is it important? That to me is the most important part of it. But I do think about it very deeply, only because this is so prevalent and it's so like racial undertones in mainstream is so prevalent and so open.
Yes.
And yet, where's the counter to that? Where's the answer to that? I think that we're if we're creating content and we care about our well-being as well as the well-being of our audience, then we should create what we want to see, what we think should exist.
Yes.
And so that's really the engine behind the content. That's the idea behind the content. It could get as nasty and as raunchy and as all sorts of, I don't control that moment, right? I let people do it themselves. But at no point in time am I going to fetishize people or put them under a stereotypical perspective, because part of it is, which is real easy, is that if you let the woman be in control of the moment, most of the time she's going to do the thing that she enjoyed.
Yes.
And she's going to speak up for her own pleasure in that moment. And so I'm focused on creating the space to allow for that to happen and sharing that with everyone.
Yes. So have you had any interracial couples want to film with you? Or really, has it been our people? And when you say various shades, you know, Black people come in light, bright, and as dark as the night, and we come from every country. You know, we're from the U.S. and we're from outside the U.S. And I mean, Black people. I live down in Mexico now, and I'm in Cancun. Yeah, and there's this brother that would go past me almost every day, and I stopped him one day. I'm like, "Where are you from?" He says, "Here, I'm Mexican," because there are Black Mexicans, because there are Black Colombians and Panamanians and Black Hawaiians and, you know, everything. And I'm here. And he's like, my complexion, maybe a little darker, but has the most amazing curly hair. I just want to run my fingers through it. But he's Mexican, you know,
right.
he's a Black Mexican. So are you finding us from outside of the U.S. that also want to work with you?
Yeah, there's plenty of people outside the U.S. Mostly a lot of folk from the continent of Africa, but also within South America, and really it's Black Touch, BLK Touch. But the focus is on people of color.
That's right.
And when you mentioned whether or not I shoot interracial content, I don't, because to be honest, like the way I think about it is that if people are interested in consuming that sort of content, there's tons of it.
It's the number one selling content in the world.
Interracial
freaking content, sex scenes.
And to be honest, I don't have a problem with
no.
the creation of the content or that people have interracial sex. It's not my concern.
No.
My concern is to create the thing, create the content I want to see in the world, as well as content that Black women can see and enjoy and feel comfortable with. That's like the top of mind.
Yes.
So,
I just want to say we appreciate you for that.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, nothing against it, but I've had like complete white couples reach out to me to shoot. I'm like, no, we don't do that.
Hence the name Black Touch.
Hence the name Black Touch. Look at the content, you know. But it, again, I do appreciate that people feel connected to the content and want to be
appreciated.
There's nothing wrong about people enjoying it, regardless of where you come from. I think seeing us together is a beautiful thing.
It is.
I didn't put that much emphasis on it when I was just watching content years ago, and I would watch generally anything. What I really, really liked was watching scenes like masturbation, like women masturbating, because in that moment, you know, she's doing what she wants to do to enjoy herself, and the spaces, they're given the space and the time to do that. But the only thing was that there's very few well-produced solo content of Black women. The primary site that published that content was like out in Australia, and
really,
it was like the number one, at least the one that I was aware of. And I would look at the video, and you would never see us. So when I started creating this content, I decided I wanted to also have a portion of the site dedicated to sort of like observing someone enjoying themselves, whether you know, but it would be people of color.
Yes.
So that's it.
I'm back on a business question that just came to mind.
Sure.
Since your content, your site has grown so much in the last few years, have larger distributors of adult entertainment reached out to you going, "Hey, we'd love to put your stuff on our site," or are they, like I suspect American companies are, like, "He's over there."
Yeah, it's more like the latter, which is
Yeah.
very
Totally
un.
fine.
People would say you should put yourself up to be at the AVNs, and I'm like, I probably will never do that. Only because it's an industry that, like I said, has a lot of like racial undertones to the content. And so if I go up on that stage, I'm very much going to probably embarrass them. And speak my mind about how I feel about the industry. And because right before I go up, it could be very well something that's being rewarded that I would never publish or want to be or be associated with. It's like, it's not to say that the industry is bad altogether, but it's tolerating something that I can't tolerate. And I've got to tolerate that and be part of it. And I'm not the guy. So my goal extends.
So it's like, why bother?
Yeah, my goal extends past money and extends past fame and attention, and it's very much about serving this audience. And I doubt
Yes.
that the women that I want to serve are gonna feel drawn to the fact that I have an ABN award. They're not gonna care. Like the people I
No,
want
because they
to serve.
put they don't even know what avian is.
Yeah. I mean,
They
not to say that no black women know it or what have you, but it really is like whenever someone approaches me, I'm thinking about the audience, I'm thinking about the community that I'm growing, and I'm saying to myself, do they even know what this is? Like, it's a very, very easy litmus test to whether or not to do something or not. Yeah.
If you're not in the entertainment industry, and you're not an avid consumer of porn and porn awards, I mean, you'd have to be looking for porn award shows to even know what
Right.
the AVN awards are. And I only know because I'm, in the sex toy industry. So there's always, a retail component before the award shows that happen a couple of days before, just like XBIZ, and in that industry because it's adult entertainment, but on the business side of it. So
There is
that's
one
another reason why I even know these things.
I do want to mention is that I don't have an award show myself, but I do have an art show happening. I don't know when this is going to air, but November 3rd and 4th of 2023.
Oh, before that, we'll air before that.
Oh, excellent. So yeah,
Oh, well, so where is it going to be?
here in Atlanta, Georgia, it's called Reclaiming Black Sex Erotic Art Show. And
Oh, I
essentially,
think I saw that.
yes, thank you. So essentially, just real quick, the idea about it or behind it is that there are a ton of incredible artists that aren't able to show their content on public platforms, and not erotic content, not in the way that we see it. And based at the heart of Black Touch is the fact that our vision of ourselves is more important than what we're fed by any other media or entity. So I'm created a space where we're going to have BDSM demos and dance and music, a live podcast, the airing of a video, and other artworks not outside of myself and what I've been producing is going to be there for people to partake in and to see and to purchase. And yeah, this November 3rd and 4th in Atlanta, if people want to check it out, they can go to reclaimingblacksex.com and all the information for it is
And
there.
we will put that in the show. We'll put the link in the show notes for sure. We'll put
I
the link in the
appreciate
show
that.
notes. So we will make sure that is, yeah, that sounds exciting because where else can you see us, together and live and exotic and erotic and
Yeah.
sexy as hell and all body types and all shades? And
Yes, that's the energy. That's
I want to come. I want to come. I
not
want
with
to
me.
come.
Ooh, I thought you were
Well,
in Florida for some reason.
say again.
I thought you were in Florida for some reason.
I moved to Cancun last September, but
Okay.
I'm in and out of the country. I was just in Atlanta in June. I was in Houston in July.
Okay.
I just got back from 2 weeks in Fort Lauderdale. I'm in and out of the country all the time. I'm heading to Puerto Vallarta in a couple of weeks for
Life, that's the life.
to
I
be
love
presenting on a cruise.
it.
Yeah. I love what I do. I get to travel the world and talk about pussy, so
Who can ask for anything more?
who could ask for anything more? I know. Well, Brian Duane, it has been amazing having you on the show. And I thank you so much for your time and your energy and your creativity.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure. I don't get a chance to talk too often about the work, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I was able to get you. So to stay up to date with Brian Duane, you can visit his website, and you got to subscribe to Black Touch, BlackTouch.com. And of course, you can find him on his social media under Black Touch, under Twitter and Instagram, and of course, on Discord.
Yeah,
Oh, we will
so
put that in the show notes.
the best way, yeah, for people to get access to the Discord, because I'm live in there, and the whole group is like 600 people or so talking in there. The best way is to go to the website, and at the bottom of each page, there's a link to the Discord server.
Perfect. Well, good. And of course, to stay up to date with Sisters of Sexuality, you can catch us on all of our social media at Sisters of Sexuality and email me with any questions for me or my guests at sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. And of course, be sure to visit our sponsors, unioncondoms.com, liberator.com, and our sister site, organiclovin.com. Until next week, stay sexy. Bye-bye.
Organic Lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com.